Liz Cheney censured by Republican parties in 10 Wyoming counties. By Joshua Kaplan on February 2, 2021. House Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney, RY, has now been censured by Republican parties in 10 Wyoming counties, and that number could continue to climb, according to the Casper Star Tribune. Cheney has faced fierce backlash in Wyoming and Washington, D.C., since the lawmaker and 9 others voted in favor of impeaching President Donald Trump over the deadly January 6 Capitol Hill riots. Of the 10 censure resolutions, the Sweetwater County Republican Party said Cheney had betrayed the trust and failed to honor the will of the very large majority of motivated Wyoming voters who elected her. The resolution continued. Because she voted in an anarchic proceeding against President Donald J. Trump, which was conducted in contravention of established principles of due process, a proceeding that provided no probative evidence for consideration, called no witnesses to testify under oath, permitted no questioning of the accusers by the accused. Representative Liz Cheney stood in defiance of the quantifiable will of the substantial majority of Wyoming citizens and devalued the political influence of the state of Wyoming. Over half of the House Republican Conference has committed to vote to remove Cheney from her leadership role. One senior House Republican told Breitbart News that GOP lawmakers believe Cheney should step aside voluntarily. Reps. Lee Zeldin, RNY, and Elise Stefanik, RNY, have been suggested as possible replacements. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, has signaled that he will not support efforts to remove Cheney from her post, while Cheney herself has stated that she has no plans to step down. "I'm not going anywhere," she said last month. "This is a vote of conscience. It's one where there are different views in our conference." On Monday, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, praised Cheney, calling her an important leader with the courage to act on deep convictions. "Liz Cheney is a leader with deep convictions and the courage to act on them," McConnell said in a statement to CNN. "She is an important leader in our party and in our nation. I'm grateful for her service and look forward to continuing to work with her on the crucial issues facing our nation."